Our Father, we are here once again. Lord, bless us. Do a new thing. Change the lives of men. Transform people. To know you, to do your will, and to receive your eternal blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Let's be seated. This morning, I'm talking on the agreement between your heart, your mouth, and your hand. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 12. There must be an agreement between your heart and your mouth, and your hand as well, in order to see God's visible miracles. In the book of Matthew chapter 12, the Bible says, from verse 33, he said, either make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and his fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruits. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth good things. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure, bringeth forth evil things. And I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words, thou shalt be justified, and by thy words, thou shalt be condemned. Amen. Now, this scripture opens our eye to see that you can only get the fruit of what you plant. You can't get the fruit of what you refuse to plant. Therefore, make the tree good and his fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and the fruit corrupt. For the tree is known by his fruits. Hallelujah. Amen. The tree is known by his fruits. Now open to Proverbs chapter 18. In Proverbs chapter 18, take note of this place. We'll come back there. In Proverbs chapter 18, the Bible now says, in verse 20, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruits of his mouth. Now, which means the mouth is where the fruits will come out from. And with the increase of his lips, he shall be filled. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So the fruit is in the mouth. Which means you either make your life corrupt by what comes out of your mouth. You make your life good by what comes out of your mouth. So what you are saying, which originates from the heart, is what make your life better or your life bad. Praise God. Praise God. The Bible says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. The tongue, you look at it, very small. You say anything you want to say. I don't blame you, because it is what comes out of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So you say certain things unconsciously, because that's what your heart produces. You don't even know. Sometimes when they come out, you don't know when they come out. You can't give. I love what this young boy, the teacher, was saying this morning. I take responsibility. Somebody say, I take responsibility of what I say. So anything I say, I am going to stand by it. That is how it ought to be. Amen. But we have people who say things and do another thing. entirely. That's why there has to be a pre-preached agreement now. The agreement of your heart, with the agreement of your mouth, and with the agreement of your action. Praise the Lord. Now, the Bible says, a man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. So what his mouth is saying will satisfy his belly. By the increase of his lips, by how he is able to make good use of his lips, he shall be filled. How much good he is able to make use of his lips, he shall be filled. Because death and life are in the power of the tongue. So you can kill yourself by your tongue. You can destroy your business by your tongue. You can destroy your prosperity, your blessing by your tongue. You can use your life, your mouth to destroy things in your hand. Praise God. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Go back to that Matthew 12. It says, O generation of vipers, verse 34 now, how can ye being evil speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the man speaketh. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, that will take us to the heart. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth good things. An evil man, out of the evil of his heart, will bring forth evil things. So when you see people producing evil things, it's because of what their heart is producing. That's what is inside their heart. So there is no way you will put evil inside you and you will be bringing forth good things. No. Amen. So he said, but I say unto you that every idle word, that's why you don't just say things carelessly, because it will go a long way to either help you or kill you. And apart from that, it will also go, you will also go and give account of it at the end of your life. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, for by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So many of us are doing things contrary to what we want to see. You are saying things contrary to what you want to see. You want to see good things, but what you are saying is bad things. Hallelujah. Psalm 91 verse 2 says, Psalm 91 verse 2 says, are you there? Psalm 91 verse 2. Let's read. 1, 2, go. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. I will say. Praise God. Something will happen in your life. I will say of the Lord. I am the one to say that God is my helper. I am the one to say that God is my refuge. I am the one to say that God is my fortress. In him do I trust. I will say. You must match your actions with your words. The only way you can do this is to guide your heart diligently. Proverbs chapter 4. That's why the heart is the number one in this thing we are talking about. The heart. Proverbs chapter 4. It says in verse, I'm going to read now from verse 20. My son, attend to my words. Incline thy heart, or rather, incline thy ears unto my saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. 24. Put away from thee a froward man and a perverse lip. Pull far from thee. Praise God. You can see the connection. Your mouth, your heart. The Bible says, my son, attend to my words. Why? Because it is the word you attend to that will form the thoughts in your heart. Amen. That's it. What you attend to is what will form the thoughts in your heart. Let them not depart from the eye. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. The things you are hearing, the word you are hearing, let it not depart from your heart. Put your eye there and let it enter your heart. Because it will form your thoughts. And your thoughts will form your actions. Amen. For they are life unto those that find them, and hurt to all their flesh. They are life. Hey, my prayer is that God will deliver you from a careless life in Jesus' name. An ordinary believer live a careless life. Careless life. He's careless because he is feared that God is the one that's supposed to do everything. Me, I'm just created by God. He is the one that knows what to do with me. He's supposed to bless me. He's supposed to make me a millionaire. He's supposed to make me carry me to heaven, even when I'm a bad person. Is it not his own job? So me, I do nothing. That's a careless life. Praise God. And that's what so many Christians are doing. God give you a responsibility. He said, if you attend to my word, and my word becomes a come into your heart, and you keep it there. He said, for they are life to those that find them, and health to all their flesh. They bring you life and give you health. Healthy life. Okay, he now say, in verse 23, keep thy heart with all diligence. In other words, put effort in making your heart to produce good things. Amen. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What you see going on in your life today is what your heart has produced. Hello? That's what your heart has produced. Satan cannot destroy a man until he causes the man to agree with him. Amen. Simple. All he does with man is to make you agree with him. Agree with me that you are going to be poor. He will say, okay. Agree with me that you will soon die. He will say, okay. Agree with me that you will go to hell. He will say, okay. Agree with me that you will be sick. You say, I agree. Then he would make you to begin to act and talk those things. Praise God. Then he will be laughing. Hallelujah. I pray that God will give you understanding this morning. You will need to switch your brain away from the path where you used to walk and put it in where things work. Where failure has been, and put it where there is success, where there is victory. Keep the heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, a corrupt mouth, a perverse lips. A perverse lips. You know, I see people saying one thing, doing another thing. That perverse. They talk, they can come and make agreement here now. When they leave here, they do another thing. That's a perverse person. He doesn't take responsibility of what he says. He believes that he just said them. That confession you just make it and walk away. It doesn't mean anything. That's a perverse lips. A lips that cannot stand by what he says. That's why you see some of these people who walk in the other side, they seem to get more results because many of them, if they say, I will kill you, they must kill you. Do you know about that? I'm telling you. They mean what they say. Is it the Christian place? In the life of believers, I begin to see people who don't mean what they say. They don't mean what they say. They just say it. I confess Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and that's all. He has gone away. That's following Satan. Tomorrow he's following the devil. What kind of thing is that? You said something, you don't stand by what you say. You don't practice what you say. You say one thing and do another. A change is coming your way. Proverbs 16, verse 21. It says, the wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increaseth learning. The wise in heart shall be called a prudent man. He's wise in heart. He's a careful person. He makes sure he takes responsibility of what goes on in his heart. Then, the sweetness of the leaves increases his learning. So, he uses his mouth and his heart to go together. He learns things that will enter into his heart. Then in verse 23, he said, the heart of the wise teacheth his mouth and added learning to his lips. Praise God. The heart of the wise man teacheth his heart, his mouth. In other words, what is in your heart is what your mouth will do, will carry. And added learning to his lips. So he wants to make sure his lips is going by his heart. His heart is going by his lips. He joined them together. Hello? Jesus said, I will die. After 3 days, I will rise again. Is that also? Did he mean it or not? He meant it. So even disciples were wondering. He meant what he was saying. And he was confessing it until it happened. He actually died and he rose the third day. Matching your word with your action. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It originated from the heart. So, as good as it is to speak good things, if your heart is not in the right position, you cannot speak coordinatedly. You cannot speak consistently to generate power for performance. Hello? As good as it is to speak good things, I want to prosper. I am going to be great. I will enter here. I will do like this. I will become like this. If your heart is not in agreement, your language will not coordinate. And it will not be consistent to generate power for performance. Praise God. That's why the Bible says, let's look at 2 Chronicles chapter 16. God wants you to reap from what you sow with your mouth. In 2 Chronicles chapter 16, it says in verse 9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Hello? I stopped there. Whose heart is perfect? God will show himself strong on the behalf of a man that have a good heart. Let me use that word. A coordinated heart. A responsible heart. He will show himself strong. But if your heart is another thing, you may be saying something and it doesn't correspond what is in your heart. God listen to the one in your heart. Amen? The one inside you, that's what he's concerned about. Not the one you are saying now. So it deals with the heart. Therefore, you must take time to work on your heart. Work on your heart by prayers. Work on your heart by studies. That's why in Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9, the Bible says, Jeremiah 17 verse 9. He said, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? This is a very strong statement. The heart is deceitful. What it means is that your own heart can deceive you. Hello? You that owns the heart. The heart can deceive you. It's deceitful above all things. What happened to Adam and Eve was that their heart deceived them. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It's not only just deceitful, it's desperately wicked. Now, there is wickedness in the heart. Who can know it? Verse 10 now answer. I, the Lord, search the heart. I tried the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Now you can see the agreement between the heart, the mouth, and what you do. Hello? The heart is desperately wicked. Now for that heart to produce good things, for it to be perfect before God, then you will need to go and submit it back to God. Give God your heart to God. My son, give me your heart. The reason why the scripture said give me your heart is because the heart will kill you. The heart will destroy you. The heart will send you to hell. The heart will make your life miserable. If you don't give it to me, praise God. There are so many powers fighting to collect your heart. And they have collected the heart of many people. It's deceitful. Somebody can be in error, and he will not know that he's in error. He will think he's doing the good thing. In fact, he's right. Hey! Bow down your heads and pray. My Father, my Father. Every deception in my heart, let it be exposed now. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Pray that prayer sincerely. Deception in your heart, let it be exposed. Where your heart is deceiving you, telling you are right when you are wrong. Telling you are correct when you are completely out of the way. Your heart is deceiving you. Oh Lord, my Father, let it be exposed. Let it be exposed. Expose every deception in my heart. Expose it to me. Let me see it. Let me know it. Let me be able to do something about it. Oh God, I pray this morning, deliver me from a deceptive heart. Deliver me from a wicked heart. Deliver me from a gullible heart. A heart that want to kill a man. A heart that want to send a man to hell. A heart that want to make a man to be wretched. Deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. That's the best prayer anybody can pray. Not sit and die. Praise the Lord. Because the devil doesn't have power until he gets your heart. If you don't get your heart to cooperate with him, he becomes powerless. So, you must work on your heart by prayer. In Hebrews chapter 9, work on your heart by prayer and by the word. Because that is what is either making you successful or making you not to succeed. Hebrews chapter 9, the Bible says in verse 14, it says, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. The conscience is part of the heart. The conscience, the heart, the mind used together. Your conscience, that's your heart. Where sins are taking place. Where you are taking decision of what you will do, what you will not do. The Bible says, the blood of Christ, who was offered through without spots to God, purge your heart, purge your conscience from dead works. To serve the living God. Why are people not serving God? Their conscience is dead. Their conscience is lifeless. They will just be making blunders by themselves. A man will just use himself, put himself into trouble. It's the heart. So you must ask the blood to purge your heart consistently. Until your heart is purged and clear to think rightly, you may never be able to say what will produce good results in your life. Amen. We may teach and say, go and talk. Like my evangelist was praying this morning. Pray. People are not able to say good things ahead. Yes, many are not able because the heart is not even in order. The heart is ticking. We may be preaching here now, and somebody's heart is flying away. Amen. It has reached Bagualada Market. In fact, it has got into the village. That is the heart. It will travel. You didn't even hear what they say. When they say, what did I say now? He said, what? He doesn't hear. He doesn't understand. And it's same thing in prayer. If your heart doesn't agree with your prayer, it will work. Amen. So that's why your heart has to be worked upon. God is very concerned about the heart because he deals with the heart of man. It is the heart of man God communicates with. That's where he communicates. He knows everything about the heart. He said, I do not try the reins. I check what is there. I check what is there. So, you know, this scripture, 2 Chronicles chapter 28, is one of those beautiful scriptures I love reading. Because anybody who wants to get wisdom must know how to, 1 Chronicles rather, must know how to get it. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. And thou, Solomon, my son, know thou the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts and understandeth all the imaginations of the thoughts. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. But if thou forsake him, he will cast thee off forever. These are the scriptures that you need to meditate upon. Thou, Solomon, my son, know that the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart. God wants a perfect heart. He will show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is perfect towards him. Suppose say, we pray, God no answer. God didn't do this. Your heart is not perfect. Praise God. Yeah. And with a willing mind, perfect heart, willing mind. All this one that they are forcing you to do things, forcing you to serve God, forcing you to pray. Do you willingly pray? Do you willingly serve God? They are following you up. They are begging you. These days now, I've just decided not to beg people again. Praise the Lord. Calling them, forcing them, pulling them, moving them. Willingness is not there. I'm looking for willing men, just like God is looking for willing people. That's what I'm doing now. Because even when you force them, when the thing happens in their life, they will never appreciate it. They will never appreciate it. Know that the God of thy father, and serve him with a perfect heart and a willing mind. For the Lord searcheth all hearts. He searcheth the heart of men. That's what he does. And understanding all the imagination of the thoughts of the heart. He knows what you are thinking. He knows what you will do. He understands. It's we that will not understand. God knows. You understand the imagination of the thoughts of the heart. If thou seek him, he will be found of thee. So if you seek God, he will find him. Amen. If you forsake him, he will also forsake you. So you must present your heart to God to work on it. So that it will produce results. Work on your hearts. Please, I beg you, work on your heart. Very, very important. Because it is when your heart is in the right position. We say, I want to prosper. I want to get this thing done. I want to get that thing done. Because your heart is in the right position. Then you will see cooperation. with your mouth. Your mouth will agree. And then things will go on. Blessings will flow. But when your heart refuses to agree, your heart doesn't agree with what you want. I want to prosper. And your heart says, no way. In Matthew chapter 15, the Bible says, in verse 8, Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, he said, these people draw near unto me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Can you see that? They draw near with me with their mouth. They are saying, Oh Jesus, we want to do this. In fact, we will follow you forever. But their heart, did they agree with what their mouth is saying? Praise God. It's not all about what you say. Did your heart agree? Their heart is far, but they are saying, we are with you. We are with you. We are with you. We are with you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, the Bible says in verse 11, it says, no that we go into the mouth defileth a man, but that we come out of the mouth, this defile a man. What is coming out is not what is going into the mouth. It's not the food you eat that defile the heart. No. What is coming out of your heart is what defile a man. It's what destroys a man's life. If what make a man, whether wretched or poor or successful or holy or sinful, praise God. What's coming out of your heart? That's what defines a man. So if you want to prosper, if you want to be successful, work on your heart. Let your heart agree with what you want. What you want to do. Then your mouth will not come into agreement with it. Then the thing will become powerful. The thing will work. Praise God. If I say I am healed and I'm not sick, I will not be sick, I should do quickly the things that make for good health. Amen. If I say I'm not sick, I'm healed, then you should take steps for healing. Praise God. Not just sit down and be waiting. If I say I am a candidate for heaven, I will not go to hell. No, I'm a candidate for heaven. I will not go to hell. You must do the things that candidates of heaven do. Amen. Hello. Or else you will deceive yourself at the end of the day. You will see you are a deceiver. I will go to heaven. I am a holy person. And you are a liar. And you don't check it. I will be heaven. And you are committing morality somewhere there. You are a gossiper there. In fact, me, I will make heaven though. I will make heaven. And you go to church. You will destroy yourself. Praise the Lord. Do what people that want to go to heaven, what they do. Do it. Amen? That is the agreement we are talking about. It's not just saying it. Do it. Practice love. Be a sincere man. Stop harboring people in your heart. Forgive people. Amen? That's what people want to be in heaven. That's what they will do. Be a righteous man. Not just saying. That's why you see me, I disagree with so many people's revelation. It's not about revelation. It's about your character. Amen. What are you doing? You are doing the negative thing. You are saying, I saw myself in heaven. I was just in heaven. And when you come and you start fighting people there, start hating people, I saw myself in heaven. How will you be there? You will never be there. You are a liar. Praise the Lord. Do what is what you need to do. Their mouth is saying one thing, their heart is far from me. God is a very genuine God, though. I'm telling you. Genuine righteous. He will judge righteously. He's not a man. Though you can't deceive. You can't deceive man. You can't deceive God. Praise the Lord. Take very, very things carefully. Take them very carefully. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14. I'm going to pray very soon because time is not there. Proverbs 12, 14. The Bible says, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. See the agreement between the three, the heart, the mouth, the hand. What the recompense of a man's hand, what the man is doing, we go, we give it to him. So therefore, you want to prosper. I cannot be poor. I will prosper. I will be a rich man. Glory be to God. But what doest thou? Are you ready? Are you a hardworking man? Do you respond when people who want to prosper are doing something? They say, come and give. You say, I don't have. You are not ready to shake yourself out of poverty. But you are saying, I will buy a replay tomorrow. I will become a big man. When they want to bring 500 naira out, take 5,000 out, you are not ready. Praise the Lord. But you say you want to prosper. You want to be great. You are doing a different thing from what you are saying. So make sure what you are doing. That's why James chapter 2, run off from there. James chapter 2 says, verse 17. Even so, faith, if it had no works, is dead. Be alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Amen. Faith by my works. I believe and I act. As I'm talking, I'm doing what I'm saying. That is faith and works. Because my heart has agreed with it already. So I bring them out. I act on it. Not just speaking faith and you are doing another thing. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devil also believe and tremble. He knows that there's one God though, but yet he's doing another thing different from what he knows. Praise God. Didn't he know that you cannot overthrow God? He knows it. He knows that it's eternal. But yet he tried. And that's what so many people are doing. Even when they know they will fail, they will still do that thing. They know that the thing will fail, they will still do it. They know what they are doing is evil, they will still do it. Sometimes I just wonder. They will still do it. They do it still. They know this is sin. They will commit it. It's not because they didn't know. Verse 20. But without all vain man, that faith without works is dead. What did Abraham and my father justify by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which said, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Praise the Lord. By what he does, by what he did. What he did is what make him to be a friend of God, not just by talking. I shall be the father of many nations without doing anything. So let what you are saying, or rather what you are doing, agree with what you are saying. Let what you are saying agree with what you are doing. If you are saying something, act on that line. And before then, put your heart in the right position. Keep the heart with all diligence. For how to see that the issues of life. Pray. Study. Hear. When you say people come and listen, come and hear, they think they don't have time. And that's why you are failing. That's why things are not working. Because you don't have time to gather knowledge in this wicked world. You don't have time to listen to things that will deliver you. do you have time for? You have time for things that will make you to fail. So everybody who wants to get to the next level is ready to do things that will put him to the next level. They make time for it. They sacrifice for it. So they make sure that they make time for it. I pray God will give you understanding this morning. Rise up on your feet. I say, God, give me grace to understand these things and to do them. Jesus said, if you do these things, happy are ye if you do them. If you do these things, happy are ye. You become happy. I told you, we record messages, for example. Are you listening to the messages that will build up faith in your hearts? He's my redeemer. He's my healer. He's my deliverer. He has made a way for me where there seems to be no way, because I know it. I understand this thing. I know my days are blessed. I know my week is blessed. I know my month is blessed. I know that I am moving forward, because that is what the Lord has said. My heart has agreed with it. I've studied his word. I've studied his manual. He said, it shall be well with me. Say ye unto the righteous, it shall be well with him. They shall eat the fruit of their doing. I am doing the right thing. I am preaching the right thing. I am taking the right step. I will arrive at my destination. And my destination is glorious. It's powerful. It's the glory of God is shining around me, because I know my God is on my side. That is the language of a man who wants to succeed. A man who wants to be victorious. A man who wants to make it. A man who wants to become that prosperous, favored man. Oh God, help me to agree with what you have said concerning my life, and to be able to say it as it is. Help me to agree with what you have said, and to be able to say it as it is. Oh, Holy Spirit, breathe upon me this morning. Touch my heart. Transform me. Give me grace to give time to do what is needful in my life. Oh, I pray. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Listen to me. The heart is deceitful, desperately wicked. If you don't work on that heart, you don't give your heart time to study what will help you, to hear what will help you, you will find it difficult to say things that are positive, because the heart is very powerful. That's the center of life. Just as it is physically, so also it is spiritually. You guide it. You watch over it. When you see things that will injure the heart, you say no. You bound it. You move yourself away from that place. Things that will puncture your faith, you take yourself away from there. You go for what will increase your faith. Build your faith up to be able to see, like we're teaching this morning, in this time where we are now, in this world, the world we live now, in this type of country we live now, anybody who do not have faith should be ready to sink. There's no two ways about it. You should be ready to sink. Because the things are not getting better. Praise God. As God increase my faith in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. I am going to succeed. No matter what Nigeria government is doing, my God will make a way for me. If they lie, you don't know, they are going to increase the fuel more. Because food, look at the cost of food. Look at the cost of food. Oh, blessed God. Jesus, we are making it. Our God made it. And we will make it also. I will make it. Jesus make it. I will make it. Put my trust in his hand. I will make it. For Jesus make it too. Yes, I will make it. Jesus make it. I will make it. I believe my God. He will show me the way. He will make a way for me. He will open doors for me. In the name of Jesus, I will succeed. It shall be well with me. It doesn't matter what is going on in this nation. I see myself on the other side. I cross over. I cross over the sea. I cross over the sea. I cross over the sea. I launch it to the other side. My God is helping me. Ah, blessed be the name of the Lord. I exalt you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you adoration. In the name of Jesus. What a
marvelous God we saw. Blessed be the name of the Lord who has made ways for me. Who has made ways for me. This week is blessed. People are locating me for good. I am blessed. I am seeing good. The Bible says the lights are falling upon us in pleasant places. I have a godly heritage. I have a godly heritage. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is opening doors for me. I am blessed. I am prosperous. I am favored. I am prosperous. What a great God I saw. Mighty God, this year is fruitful. My days are fruitful. My weeks are fruitful. My month is fruitful. The Lord is working for me. I bless you, oh God. What a marvelous God we saw. I exalt your name. I appreciate you. Yes. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Glory be to the name of the Lord. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. Lift up your hand. I command the blessings of this season to come upon your life. I command that heaven will recognize you for favor. I command that heaven will recognize you for promotion. I command that the angels of God will walk with you for a new door in the name of Jesus. I command that you will bring blessing, you will bring joy to the kingdom of God and not sorrow in the name of Jesus. I command that everything that God has in store for you, you will receive it at this season in the name of Jesus. I declare that this ember mold shall usher you into God's presence, shall usher you to God's glory, shall usher you to God's goodness, shall usher you to God's mercy, shall usher you to God's abundance. In the name of Jesus, let it be well with you. As you go, you will hear the voice of God, the voice of direction, the voice that will locate you to your allocation. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Father. In Jesus' name, I pray.